This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene. When immigrants face possible deportation, they don't have the right to a state-appointed attorney. Now the Bush administration says they also don't have the right to have their cases reopened if the lawyer they hire turns out to be incompetent or a fraud. Immigrant advocates say this could hurt thousands of people. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Nadine Wetstein of the American Immigration Law Foundation says immigrants fit the classic profile of fraud victims.
They often don't have a lot of money. They're often very unsophisticated. And also, of course, the people who prey on them expect that they're not going to be able to report them to the authorities because of the fear of being deported themselves.
Wetstein says bad lawyers may not file all the documents to prove a case or may not inform a client of a hearing. When Lely Miller-Moreau was a lawyer at the Board of Immigration Appeals, she remembers paging through asylum applications filed by one lawyer and noticing something odd.
The same wording, the same typos. It became clear that this attorney was lazy and had simply cut and pasted an asylum application they used before.
For 20 years, various courts have ruled that the clients of such a lawyer had a constitutional right to ask for a new trial with a new attorney. But the Bush administration has disagreed with that concept, and recently some courts upheld that view. With good reason, says former immigration official Jan Ting of Temple University.
I mean, that's a can of worms. If you allow that argument, everyone who hires a lawyer is going to be able to argue that their lawyer didn't do a good enough job for them, and they need to start all over again.
Ting also says there is a public interest in efficiency, and any measure that will limit the number of immigration appeals is a good thing.
We have to deal with a very large number of immigration cases. It takes up an enormous amount of the government's resources, and we can't, you know, protract the litigation that these cases generate.
The Justice Department declined an interview request, but Attorney General Michael Mukasey's ruling says there simply can be no right to an effective lawyer where, as in immigration court, there's no right to any lawyer at all. In cases of egregious error, the ruling does allow the Justice Department to use its discretion to grant new trials. And even if that fails, a spokesman said by email that immigrants could ask a federal appeals court to reopen their case. Lee Gelernt of the ACLU worried the ruling seems to limit that option.
What they've tried to do is say the agency has all this discretion, and for the court to reverse, they would have to find an abuse of discretion. And so I basically think the practical effect is if they reopen, great, but if they don't, you're going to have a hard time appealing it.
Gelernt says he expects the ACLU and other groups to appeal the attorney general's new ruling and to pressure the Obama administration to overturn it. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.